This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are blessed by having you listening wherever you're at. Whether that's the iHeartMedia app, whether that's tuned into 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO Tioga, Stanley, Watford City in Williston, KLTC in Dickinson, wherever you're at. Thanks for tuning us in on the program. We're live today at Big Iron. 35 years this show's been going on, and it is a juggernaut. So big, in fact, I think big's not big enough to describe it. It's huge iron. It's gargantuan iron. Broadcasting for our friends at Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last. Peterson Farm Seeds, stand tall. Superior Grain Bins, protecting your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. North Dakota made, I might add. North Dakota One Call, and North Dakota safety is always a priority for all of us. And RDO equipment, the RDO promise, uptime guaranteed. Also on Wednesdays, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Next week is the annual meeting for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll be there Monday night at the Fargo Theater for a great event on the technology in the industry and a great Bakken information session. Hope to see you there. And, of course, Tuesday with Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal. Fox News Channel, now the Heritage Foundation economist. He'll be keynoting the lunch on Tuesday. He is he's wicked smart. He's fun to listen to. So hope to see you there for that. And it continues into the week as well. So we'll have great fun, and we're looking forward to it. So a lot to do for our friends. Find out more about that, by the way, at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, so we're going to continue a bit of our conversation from last hour on Donald Trump and tonight's debate. And our next guest has written a piece for U.S. News and World Report entitled Why Trump Can't Win. The carnival continues, but even Republicans say he's not in it for the long haul. Brian Walsh joins us on our Newsmaker line. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome for him today on the program at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Brian, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you on the program. Appreciate it very much. I could go through a very long list of political accomplishments in your 20 years on Capitol Hill, but I have told the listeners, you've been part of a number of campaigns over a number of years, and it's sort of a been there, done that thing. But for the benefit of our audience that doesn't know your resume, just tell us a little bit about your credentials in the political operative department.
Sure. I worked on Capitol Hill for almost 20 years. Most recently was with Senator John Cornyn from Texas, the senior senator from Texas, as his communications director. I was in his official office and then was the communications director for the National Republican Senatorial Committee that helps oversee the Senate campaigns for Republican candidates. I was there for the 2010 and 2012 cycles.
So Brian's been there, done that, is what I'm trying to get at, folks, in the middle of a lot of different campaigns in that tenure. And you are of the opinion Donald Trump can't win. Tell us why.
Well, I think for a variety of reasons. First, let's set aside, everyone's kind of focused on the polls right now, but the reality is 2 out of 3 Republican voters are not supporting Donald Trump. And I think there is very much a reality show aspect to all of this. Look, there's no question that Trump has tapped into a lot of voter anger. And there people have every right to be with the gridlock in Washington. They have every right to be angry with what they've been seeing. But Trump is basically just telling people what they want to hear. And two, he doesn't even believe it himself. I think this is very much an ego trip for him. And I don't think he really wants to be president. And I think, in my piece, I kind of noted he reminds me a little bit of that, of that kid running for class president in elementary school, where he promises kids, free candy and, 4 weeks of summer vacation and no homework. And everyone, loves that, and you get a good laugh. But it's not real. And to me, that sort of reminds, you know, in a way of how Trump is running his campaign, where he makes these outlandish promises that there is no reality behind it. I also think, though, when you look at the money aspect, really the campaign has been totally media driven so far. No candidates, and it's just starting. The air war is just beginning, and Trump really hasn't spent any money, and I don't know that he will. I think he's riding a lot of, you know, free media right now, and it'll be interesting when Bush and Cruz and Walker and Rubio go on the air with the, you know, the war chest they've amassed and really start going after Trump. It'll be interesting to see how and if he responds.
You write in the piece on a number of points why you don't think he'll win, but money is one you mentioned as you're just talking about now. How can money be a problem for a self-funded campaign?
Well, I think the question is whether he's going to spend it. You know, if you look at Trump's career, and look, he's been a very successful businessman. There's no question about that. But he's actually made his money with other people's money. He's in, you know, if you look at all his business deals, and he's bragged about it in his books, he's actually rarely put down a lot of his own money. And so, you know, you look at his last FEC report, he's only spent about $1.5 million so far. And I think that's, you know, there's going to be a new report coming out in a month or so. But that's, I mean, there are Senate candidates running for U.S. Senate who have spent more money at this point than Trump has. So I you know, when you look at someone like a Jeb Bush who already has over $100 million in the bank that he's going to start putting to use on the air, I just question whether Trump would actually write himself a $100 million check. I mean, he's bragged about it and said he would, but he's yet to put his money where his mouth is. Like I said, it's really, this has been a really national media-driven campaign for him. I may have made a comment the other night. You know, I don't think you can find another presidential candidate at this point in a race in history where the cable news networks are covering a speech of his in prime time. And I just think it's all about ratings. So it's frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating for the other candidates as well.
I just saw the folks at the CRC put out an analysis that, according to a new study, this is the Media Research Center, CNN has devoted 78% of their primetime GOP campaign coverage to Donald Trump. So he is sucking a lot of the air. CNN spent 580 of a total of 787 minutes on Trump, three times more than the other 16 candidates combined. And I haven't seen a Fox analysis, but it can't be far off from that as well. Brian Walsh with us on today, a political operative campaign strategist, says Trump can't win. If you agree or you disagree and have a comment, lay it on us today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Ray, you're next. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was going to comment on that gentleman, that Democrat that was speaking earlier. I just don't see where he gets off coming off the attitude that he did, especially considering what's happened the last 8 years. I mean, in my opinion and a lot of other people's opinion, that Democratic Party should be brought up on charges for what they've done to this country and for the things they've illegally pushed through the system. They completely ignored the democracy put together by our founding fathers. And Donald Trump, I'm not a huge Trump fan at this point, but I will say this, he has definitely started getting, got people's attention, and he is speaking what is on the mind of most people out here, that they are sick of the way this country's been run and what's going on inside the gateway or the beltway. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Ray. And I think you know, Ray is exactly what you've identified, Brian, in an attribute of Trump, in tapping into people that feel like this country's off the rails and is the one guy willing to fight for it and throw a few punches to bring it back. Why do you think more of the candidates haven't taken the Trump approach to try and tap into some of that?
Well, I think for a variety of reasons. I think one, that's what's going to be very interesting about this debate tonight, because I think to this point, a number of candidates haven't engaged Trump. Haven't taken it as probably as seriously as they should. And I think they have underestimated the voter anger that's out there in this country. Because look, this is happening on the Democratic side as well. I mean, it doesn't get as much attention, unfortunately, from the national media. But, I mean, Bernie Sanders is clearly tapped into, a lot of populist anger, despite the fact the guy's a socialist. I mean, there was an analysis of his programs yesterday, and he is proposing $18 trillion in new spending. But that really isn't getting the attention of the national media. So my point is, I think there's anger on both sides, and I think other Republican candidates need to understand that and need, starting with the debate tonight, really not only need to take on Trump and really call him out, because Trump is actually very liberal on a number of issues despite his rhetoric, but two, they need to speak directly to the people and explain that they understand why there's a lot of anger out there, and they need to explain what they would do about it as President of the United States.
All right. Hang on, Brian. We'll continue with more calls on the other side of the break. Lots of folks wanting to weigh in here. Conway and Fargo, we'll get to you next. Gene in Valley City, Thomas Fox Island, John in Bismarck, Stephen Bismarck, and more from Big Iron today on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Spring Spa. And Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
Because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now, that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
My friends up at Polar Service Center in Killdeer, North Dakota, and also in Billings, Montana, wanted me to tell you that they have expanded their services. Now, you hear me talk about Polar Service Center, and I say, if you need a tank part, they have it, no matter what. They'll deliver it to you. They've got it in stock. They have a $15 million inventory there, right? So you hear me say that often. Well, in addition to that now, there's also the tank washes. And if you mention my name, you get $100 off the tank wash as well. They now have all kinds of truck maintenance, repair, whatever you're looking for. So they've expanded their services now at the Polar Service Center locations in Kildeer, North Dakota. So a lot of fleets have signed up to do fleet maintenance with our friends at Polar. That's a great way to go. But whether it's truck repair, maintenance, brake jobs, suspension jobs, engine jobs, clutch jobs, they do it all. And they have some pros going to work. So stop and see them. Highway 22 north of Kildeer. Exit 452 or 455 off I-90, north side of I-90 in Billings as well. At Polar Service Center, Kildeer, Billings, soon in Williston, too. Continuing our conversation with Brian Walsh. Brian is a longtime political operative and strategist and has written a piece for the U.S. News and World Report on why Trump can't win. And a bunch of calls waiting to weigh in on this. And I want to get some more of your piece out here, Brian, so we can kind of walk through why you believe he can't win. We talked about money. Number two, you talk about the real campaign is just beginning, and that a lot of the coverage that he's got is earned media. Can that continue? Is that one of the reasons you're thinking that this honeymoon, if you will, and the media won't continue?
Well, I think tonight, and like I said earlier, I think that to date the other candidates have been very hesitant to confront Trump, and I think that's going to change tonight. And I think you're going to see some very tough questions about Trump's real record. I mean, look, on healthcare, for example, Trump, the real Donald Trump, is to the left of Barack Obama on healthcare. He's for a single-payer plan. He's for higher taxes. He's pro-abortion. On a range of issues, he's actually way out of step with conservative values. Now, he hasn't talked about that, and Republican competitors have not challenged him on that, but I think that's going to change tonight because obviously the dynamics have changed. I think a lot of folks have been waiting for him to self-destruct. Not only has that not happened, he's gotten stronger. So I think you're going to see him confronted on a lot of his past rhetoric where he is completely flip-flopped on a range of issues.
Okay, so how is it that the conservative electorate loves this guy in big numbers right now, yet he's not a conservative? What you're saying is he's not a conservative, right?
Well, I think folks, and I understand this. I think a lot of folks are just focusing on the bravado and, you know, the anger, and he's like, I'm going to stick it to Washington. And they really, I think voters really need to start looking past that a little bit more. And one, looking at his actual record, I mean, he's the only candidate who's donated thousands of dollars to Hillary Clinton, who's going to be standing on that stage tonight. He has a long record of giving to Democrats. But I don't think there's been a lot of focus on that. And frankly, I don't think the national media has done its job of focusing on that as well. Instead, they're sort of treating this like a reality show. And I think, you know, conservatives really need to look past that. We have a lot of good candidates. This is one of the most, well, you know, the deepest benches of candidates we've had in years. And I just think, you know, folks need to look past sort of the bravado and really look at Trump's record.
All right, folks, agree, disagree? Lay it on us at 800-228-0550 and what you think of Brian's assertion here that Trump can't win. Conway, Fargo, your take. You're next.
Well, good morning to you. I think Brian actually sold me on Trump. He was just saying how Trump isn't using any of his money. He told us that he's going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Well, he's got CNN to pay for his campaign. I mean, that's just slick as can be. And I watched him on last night on O'Reilly. He did say he would defund Planned Parenthood. You know, so I know you can't take it all at once and people are wishy-washy, but I know I've been lied to by Washington. And there isn't one person like Romney or Bush or anything like that that we had last time that I'd go out and vote for. You said that, you know, last time there was a campaign, they said there was, you know, 4 or 5 million or whatever Republicans that they'd come out and vote. Well, I'm not going to vote for those people. I mean, we've been lied to for the last 4 years again. With the Senate and the Congress.
Brian, any response?
Well, I think a couple things. Again, I think folks in both parties, and you're seeing that with the rise of Sanders and the rise of Trump, people feel they've been lied to, and I think that's certainly understandable. I would argue, though, that I don't believe there is any candidate on the Republican side who has lied to voters more than Donald Trump, because what he is saying today is 180 degrees different from what he has been saying on a range of issues for 20 years. And I think to him, this is a big ego trip. I don't think he is really serious. I don't think he wants to be president. I think this is all an ego trip for him. And I would predict that once he starts sliding in the polls, and I think he'll stick around to Iowa, New Hampshire, maybe even South Carolina, I think he'll eventually drop out. But he's also doing a great deal of harm, in my view. We have to look, you know, it's not enough to win the primary. We have to win the White House in 2016. The reality is the demographics in this country are changing. A lot of conservatives don't want to hear that. But the reality is if we are going to win the White House, we have to increase our share of minorities, and we have to increase our share of women voters. And if you look
Trump's got those women voters. He's got the black minorities.
It's simple math.
It's not, because you just told me that Trump lied to me more than McConnell or, you know, our speaker, you know, the House and the Senate leaders. You're telling me he lied more than them? I know they had the power, and that's what we voted for. We didn't vote for Trump to not lie or not tell the truth yet. We were trying to see what he's going to do, but I know the Republican leaders have lied to us. We got junk. We got Obamacare.
Conway, you objected to Brian's point on you know, women voters, Hispanic voters. You're suggesting that Trump's, you know, getting those voters, and so you're not concerned about the long-term?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And they just did a couple of polls, and they said that he's leading with women voters. And compared to Hillary, yeah, Hillary losing women big time. You know, Trump's getting them. He's getting a black vote, Hispanic vote. You know, people that you wouldn't think would want to support him, but, geez, they are. They're out there.
Appreciate your call, Conway. I'm going to get one more in here for Brian. Tom in Fox Island. Go, you want to say something? Brian, go ahead.
It's really, really nice to hear such a refreshing gentleman bring up the real truth. I've been saying this for months now, that Trump does not want to be president. He is in the Clinton camp, has been for years. And whenever I hear people say, oh, what do you think of Trump? Isn't he refreshing? He's a con artist. That man is out to make a buck. And that's all he's about. Nothing wrong with that. I have nothing bad to say about that. That's the American way. But please don't come on with all this stuff about how you're for this and you're for that and you're going to build a wall over Mexico and have the Mexicans pay for it. That's all Well, that's all not true.
Thomas, thanks for the call. 30 seconds to put a cherry on top of this conversation. Brian, go ahead.
Well, no, I couldn't agree more. And to the last gentleman's point, if you hate Obamacare as much as I do, I had my health care plan canceled. Trump is the last person you should be voting for, because Trump is actually to the left of Obama on health care. He has repeatedly endorsed a single-payer health care plan. And he is telling people completely different today. He's just not being honest. And I think it's a bad reality show that I hope it goes away soon.
Yeah, well, I look forward to this conversation continuing. Our listeners are not low-information voters, and a lot of them like Donald Trump. So there's something there. There's no doubt about that. Brian, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We're back at Big Iron, day two of our broadcast from this premier ag show. It is hard to find an equal to this farm show. It just is the best of the best. And if you stop out and see us, we've been telling you all day, yesterday as well, we're at the Gates Manufacturing Display, just north and a little bit east, across from the grandstand. So stop by and see us and say hello. And to be out here tomorrow as well. Looking forward to it. Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last. Now, a lot of folks want to respond to Brian Walsh. We didn't get to all of you. I wanted to get to a lot of you just one-on-one with him. And a few of you did a great job engaging a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll do that here coming up in a little bit. And, of course, we have the debate tonight, so we can check that out and then talk about it all tomorrow. In day three of our broadcast from Big Iron tomorrow. Andy Gates is back from Gates Manufacturing. Andy, how you doing?
Very good.
How's the show going so far?
Excellent. Good crowd again today. We're very pleased with what we saw for booth traffic yesterday and did a few demos in the afternoon. So starting off the show well and continuing today.
You have a piece of machinery here that is, well, it could be somebody's best friend come spring, right?
That's correct. We've added a couple of new, even larger sizes to a product we call a coulter harrow. The one we have on the lot here is 72 feet. It's got a row of coulter blades spaced on 12 inches, and then four bars of harrow teeth, and then a rolling basket. So it's phenomenal in wet conditions. So if you have trouble getting ground dried out in the spring, this tool can help out significantly.
So talk about the growers that have this and the difference it's made for.
Well, what it does is it allows you to get your crop in the ground in a timely fashion. So if they're having trouble, with rainy, cool, wet weather in the spring, our primary user of this is probably more in the small grains country, sunflower, canola, but it's gaining popularity also in with guys that raise corn and soybeans because it's a light enough tool to get out there with 72 feet if you elect to go that large. You're covering a lot of ground in a short amount of time and get it dried out in order to get your air seeder or your planter going behind it.
So what kinds of questions do folks say, you know, I mean, they say, hey, that really sounds good, Andy, but, I mean, are they need to see an action, or what kind of things do you share with folks?
Yeah, we've spent more time this last spring doing demos and kind of proving the technology, but in the western part of North Dakota and up into Canada, north central North Dakota, we've got a pretty good field population of these. It's just that our market territory needs to expand. We essentially need to promote the product more and prove to people it'll work. But the customers that have stopped here at the show and said they absolutely love the tool. They said it's, saved their situation and got the ground, the crop in the ground in a timely enough fashion so they're gaining bushels by having a longer growing season.
And, this part of the world, you're going to have, a wet spring more often than not, right?
It seems like the last number 10 years, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, what's rare anymore is those dry springs.
Yeah, that's correct. And this tool has got some adjustability to it with hydraulics where you can elect to use the coulter blades or not, and you can angle the harrow teeth back hydraulically, and it's got a rolling basket on the back end that leaves a very nice field finish. So there's a lot of adjustment right from the tractor seat in the cab, and allow you to tailor that according to soil conditions and amount of residue you have.
Lansford, North Dakota is where this was started on a drawing board, right?
That's correct. Up there, 30 miles north of Lansford, my parents started the business on their, in conjunction with their farming operation back in the late 70s, early 80s. I grew up, I think I got a welder put in my hand when I was about 10 and learned how to do some of that and grew up with the business and then came back to it here after about 5 years ago when my parents decided to retire. So, I love the farming operation, like the manufacturing side of things. So we continue to build the product up there north central North Dakota and export some to Canada and cover North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, and Minnesota too.
And where does this stuff? Where does it start? How do you dream these up?
Well, my dad is a very inventive guy, and it's having the need on your own farm for something that doesn't exist. So essentially, started out building, packer wheels for air seeders, because air seeders in the early 80s didn't have packer wheels. They just started up, and he said, well, I think we need a packer wheel, so he built it himself. Very mechanical, very inventive kind of guy. And so it just grew from there. And he was the one that pioneered or originated the heavy harrow, which was a larger spring tying on it and using down pressure to do more aggressive tillage. And it's just products that nobody else had and was making at the time. So innovation.
That's great. So stop by and see Andy and the team here from Gates Manufacturing at Big Iron. Answer any questions you might have. Demonstrate some of the features of the equipment. You can also go to GatesMFG.net on the web and find a dealer near you. And you sell these through dealers, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, a lot of them.
We've got about 200 dealers in the upper Midwest, handle a variety of our products, but if you have a desire for a piece of equipment, we'll figure out a dealer that will do an excellent job of servicing your needs.
Sounds great. Andy, thanks for having us. Been great fun here at Big Iron, being with you along the way, and look forward to a strong finish next day and a half here.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Scott.
Good to talk to you. You betcha. Come on by, folks, and see us again just north and a little bit east, across the way from the grandstand and at Big Iron today. Andy and the crew here love to visit with you. 22 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Let's get to some of the calls you've been waiting to weigh in. Gwinner is where Barry's at. Hey, Barry, what's on your mind?
Ted Cruz is the only true conservative that's in the race, and it just makes me laugh when I hear these guys talk about Donald Trump not being a true conservative. Bush isn't a conservative. Kasich isn't a conservative. And when Ted Cruz stands up, what's the first thing that happens is McConnell, Boehner, and the Republican National Committee throw him under the bus.
Yeah, why? What's going on there?
Well, for starters, I think that Republicans in power are more concerned about lining their own pocket than they are doing what they're being elected to do.
Yeah. Barry, appreciate your comments. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Dave and Stanley, I'm going to roll through all these, just let you have your say here, because we didn't get to as many of you as I'd like to during the conversation with Brian Walsh. Dave,
yeah,
how's Stanley today?
Yeah, I just wanted to say everybody says that Donald Trump's doing a 180, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm stick with politicians, period, whether they're Democrat or Republican. What politician in Washington ain't lying in her pockets? As far as I'm concerned, if Donald Trump enriches his fortunes and fixes this country, fixes the immigration problem, the IRS problem, many other issues, I think it's money well spent, in my opinion. He turns this country around and makes it great again. Who cares? Because until you get rid of the lobbyists in Washington, this country's never going to be run true and straight.
The operative we talked to earlier, the strategist, was making the case that he doesn't want to be president. You believe that?
There's a small part of me that does believe that. I do think that maybe it is a little bit of an ego trip for him, and I'm kind of a little curious, too. You know, on that front, you know, I do have a small concern as far as that myself.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I've gone back and forth on this because I'm thinking, well, if you didn't, why would you go through all this? Well, on the other hand, you know, when your brand is about sort of bravado and, you know, the reality shows, this probably helps that, right? So, it, you know, can't hurt. I mean, his name recognition is going through the roof. So I don't know. I go back and forth a little bit. I the money thing I don't necessarily see as a ding. I see that just as him being frugal, right? And why would you throw a bunch of money at it right now when you don't need to? You're getting all kinds of earned media. I don't see a problem there. I do think he could do a better job of assembling experts and cranking out, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, 80 pages, but give me a 10-page ABC, here's what we'll do on illegal immigration. Here's how we'll get the Mexicans to pay for the wall, right? Here's what we do on the economy. Here's my tax policy. You know, some of that, that makes me question whether he's serious, you know? I mean, so I think some of this is fair. I think some of it is the Republican establishment shaking in their boots at the guy. So a little bit of both there. For sure.
But I do want to say, and Ted Cruz, in my opinion, is a very close second. I like Ted Cruz a lot. You know, I mean, I like Donald Trump. I mean, he's, you know, he's right out there. You know, he's got the attitude, you know, and that's what I like, you know. But Ted Cruz is a very good guy, too, you know. If for some reason, if Trump was a dropout or doesn't make it, I surely hope that, you know, it'd be Ted Cruz.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you. West Fargo, Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scotty. You know, I'm district chair out here in West Fargo, and I'm a car guy. And everybody that comes up to me at these car shows, they kind of know, hey, you're involved in politics. What do you think of Trump? What do you think of Trump? People have been coming up to me all summer long. What do you think of Trump? I'm looking at them like, I didn't even know you voted, much less. That guy you had in from D.C., that boy needs to get out and get into the country and visit with the folks because he doesn't have a clue.
Well, most of them in Washington don't.
That's why I had him on the program because
it's a U.S. News and World Report piece that he put out, but he's a Republican operative, part of the establishment with, you know, in the Senate and the House for a long time. So I agree.
He sounded like he's on a football team with a bunch of crappy players, something like the Vikings. And he's whining that the other team's got better players and more money and this and that. You know, you're a big iron, right?
I am.
If you took these 16 Republican candidates, put their picture in one stack and their name on another stack, and bet those farmers out there a beer that they couldn't match all 16 names with the pictures, I'll bet you wouldn't have to buy a beer all afternoon.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But they know Donald Trump.
People don't know who Santorum is. They couldn't tell you who Pataki is or what governor or what state he's from. They couldn't tell Kasich from Jindal, from Rubio, you know. But they know Trump, and these people like what the man's saying, and you know, like for that guy to say he doesn't have a chance, that he might stick around for Iowa, that he might stick around for New Hampshire, is he nuts? He's gonna win Iowa by about 50%, and everybody else is gonna pick up the pieces.
Here's what
I'm not a Trump supporter.
I wish the Republican Party would see the fact that you have an individual, whether you like him or not, that has got a lot of people talking, whether it's at car shows or whether I can do the same thing today. I could spend the lunch hour over at the food court here at the Big Iron, and all I have to say is Donald Trump, and I'd be in tons of conversations of people engaged because the guy has brought some new people into the fray. That's not a bad thing. That's something we ought to tap into. I agree with you, Todd. Appreciate the call. Eric and Velva and Bruce and Minot, Kevin and Tioga coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Here's another longtime satisfied customer of Anderco Steel Buildings.
Alan and Ed at Anderco Steel Buildings were so accommodating and flexible with our building plan. You don't always get to work with people that are so personable and kind, and they follow through with customer service long after the sale.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
God, talking about Trump, I think he's a breath of fresh air. I don't agree on everything he has to say. I would work really hard for him if he picks a good VP. I think who we have in there now and the Republicans are just, they're so afraid to act on anything. We need some aggressiveness in our country to bring this country back on track. A lot of debt. Our debt is the worst thing that's ever been into. And our Republican Party can't get us out of that without someone like Trump to take them all and do it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, Cashwise Bismarck, the location today, 2 until 6. Stop on by and check out the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour, because they will have all kinds of great summer sausage and other goodies for free from 2 until 6. That's right. Supper's on, and it's free. And while you're stopping at Cashwise in Bismarck today, you can stock up on 28-ounce hickory-smoked original tangy summer sausage. The 28-ounce pack, $6.99. Save $2 a stick over the already low price of $8.99. And then the Cloverdale hickory-smoked thick sliced rough-cut bacon. I love that stuff. Are you ready for this? $2.99 a pound. Just in time for the BLT season. Stock up and save over $2 a pound while supplies last at Cashwise Bismarck today.
BLT season. I didn't realize there was a season because I eat them all year long. But
do you? Yeah. Well, this is, they're big now. Really big.
Okay.
Go to Velva. And Eric, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Just want to let you guys know it's been a year now since I've talked to you last. We were chopping corn and combining beans around Hoos Fest last year, and that's the last time I talked to you.
Well, why'd you wait so long?
I don't know. Just when it's corn chopping time, seems like a good time to get a hold of you, I guess. I got a lot of truck time, so I get to thinking about a lot of stuff.
There you go.
But no, up on this whole politics. Well, first thing I want to say, you're talking about the Cloverdale bacon. You got me thinking about bacon now. That was the main reason I called you last year. But no, on this whole politics deal, you know, I try to follow pretty good. You know, I mean, originally from Tennessee, so I know quite a bit about politics. But I think this Donald Trump character, he sticks out. He's going to do a lot of things that a lot of guys are afraid to do. You know, I think that's what we need, is a guy that's going to push the envelope and you know, stick his neck out there a little bit and see if we can't get this straightened out. So,
well, that must explain the appeal. People see it as a way out of a mess, and it's a mess. There's no question about that. Here's the deal. This to me is a interview process, right? So you're in Velma. You're trying to decide who's the best folks to take care of your operation or your family or your country. And what are you going to do? You're not just going to pick one and say you're it, right? You're going to put them through their paces a little bit, and you're going to get to know them a little bit. That's what we're doing.
You're darn right. Yeah.
That's good. This idea that somehow it just all needs to end and be over and we pick someone and, you know, stop fighting or stop debating. Give me a break. This is important stuff. So I'm glad we're doing what we're doing. And I'm even more glad that you're listening while you're hard at work farming there. So you call
again.
Well,
no,
okay?
Good stuff. But I think I just tore the clutch out of this truck here. Anyways, I just wanted to say, you know, I from what I've heard so far, I think we need a guy that's just gonna push it, and I think that guy, he's gonna be the one to make big changes, you know, do good things, and you know, I kind of like his hair, so
don't we all? We're envious of his hair. Eric, we're gonna be at Hoos Fest again next month, so maybe you can call, you know, once a month at least rather than once a year. So glad you're listening. Appreciate
you
calling. You bet. Take care, and thanks for listening. All right, let's go to Jamestown, and Tab's on the line. What's on your mind, Tab?
It's been a long time since I called you. I want to know what you think about Scott Walker. I know he's done a tremendous job in Wisconsin. I mean, he took the bull by the horns there, and I haven't heard many people talk much about it.
I don't know. I think on his union platform alone, he could skyrocket to the top of the pack. I don't know. Hasn't gotten the best advice so far. Hasn't found a way to differentiate himself, but he's still Scott Walker. He's still won, you know, three times in a blue state, you know, and actually, you know, was a chief executive. I like the guy. I like him.
Yeah. He did tremendous thing in Minnesota and just happened to be out here in North Dakota driving. And you wouldn't Well, you've probably seen the attack they run against them and all the union money and all the Illinois people and the Minnesota people who, you know, took over the Madison Capitol. And it's just tremendous that he won. And I think the news media just isn't backing him at all. And they're just, you know, I think Trump's doing great because he's saying what we all want to hear.
A guy like Scott Walker, a guy like Scott Walker needs to emerge in a night like tonight, right? Where you've got the substance there and you need to just break out. So that's what I'm looking for tonight. Tab, good to hear from you. Call again. Let me get one more quick one in here. Gary in Center, you got a half a minute.
Yes, sir. Do people really believe that Donald Trump is really running for president? And do you really believe that the people are angry, so angry right now that they're using Trump to let people know that they're so angry? We're not going to get Trump in there. We're not going to get Clinton in there. Either one of those people. If either one of those people make it into the presidency, it shows how thick the United States is. I don't believe that the people of the United States want a guy like Trump in there. When you attack a guy like John McCain,
who do you want?
Should not be. Pardon me.
Who do you want? Who's your pick?
I don't know. I don't have a pick right now.
All right. Gary, call again. Appreciate hearing from you. Thank you very much. Out of time, my friends. We'll do it all over again. Watch that debate. We'll talk about it tomorrow. God bless you. From Big Iron, Scott Hinnon saying so long. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want? They'll get it. Any model. At Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.